A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The Division of Wildlife Resources says you don't need to report deer in your neighborhood unless you find them dead. But moose and bears should always be reported if you see them at lower elevations. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, Utah saw nearly 2,300 new COVID-19 cases today. The state also reported 17 more people have died from COVID. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
We do have slowdowns setting in southbound I-15 Murray to Sandy. A little bit of heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15 in Clearfield. And again, a crash with possible injuries in the downtown area involving a pedestrian 13th South between 100 and 200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clear skies for many, hazy skies for most. I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny and 54 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The 15-year-old suspect in a deadly school shooting near Detroit will be charged as an adult. His hearing today just hours after a fourth student died of his wounds.
Authorities in Michigan say the teenager who opened fire at Oxford High School Tuesday was 15-year-old Ethan Crumley. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald would not comment on whether she thought the victims were targeted, but said it was a premeditated act.
There is a mountain of digital evidence, videotape, social media.
The suspect will be charged as an adult. He faces four counts of murder, a terrorism charge, and 19 gun and assault charges. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The U.S. has its first case of the Omicron COVID variant.
It will take several weeks to know whether vaccines or boosters work against the Omicron variant, now discovered in one person in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't tell him much.
This is what we call in medicine an N equals one, which means that you really can't take anything away from a single patient.
That patient traveled from South Africa to San Francisco last week, has mild symptoms, and is in quarantine. Andy Field, ABC News. Washington.
The CDC is now directing airlines to provide it with names and contact information for all passengers who enter the U.S. from Southern Africa. Since November 29th, that information is due within 24 hours after their flight arrives. President Biden using World AIDS Day to unveil a new strategy to end the 40-year epidemic.
We can do this. We can eliminate HIV transmission. We can get the epidemic under control here in the United States and in countries around the world.
It focuses on what health experts say are communities that are most vulnerable to HIV, including gay and bisexual men of color. An early rally on Wall Street was wiped out by a late session sell-off, the Dow plunging more than 400 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Supreme Court heard arguments today on the Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks. Joining me live is KSL News Radio's Boyd Matheson. And what is the big takeaway from today's hearing?
You know, a lot of it was less about what the arguments were for and against, but more what the justices were saying in their questions and their comments around that. Of course, the Chief Justice really talked about the idea of choice and what that time frame was. So whether it was choice or viability was really the question they were putting before the court. If it was choice, then he made the argument of is 15 weeks enough time to make that choice versus 24 weeks. He also went into a little bit in terms of the viability question, stating that in the past, initially in Roe v. Wade, it was done by trimester. Then it was changed to 24 weeks as the science changed. And so he was really kind of questioning, so is science now telling us that viability comes earlier than 24 weeks? So that was kind of an interesting series of questions and statements. I thought Judge Kavanaugh was also interesting in that he really focused on the fact that, look, this is not our job as members of the Supreme Court. This is something that should be done by the legislative branch. Our job is to interpret it and to decide these kinds of cases, but it's not to write law or to rewrite it. And he was sort of making a case that I think is really important, and that is when we look at the Supreme Court, we need to remember that the justices wear robes, not capes, for a reason. Their job is to interpret it, and it's Congress that really is the issue there. You had Justice Sotomayor really leaning heavy today on this idea of stare decisis, of what has been decided, and using that as a space of, look, we've gone this way for over 50 years now. What does this mean? And would it unravel? Would everything become political as a result? So I found the questions coming from the justices to be really interesting. But, of course, we're going to have to wait a few months, probably till June. I think this will be one of the last things they roll out as they end this session.
Yeah. Opening arguments wrapped up today. So what is next in the process?
So next in the process is they do actually convene. They're probably tomorrow or the next day they will convene and kind of go through the process and kind of look at where people are. Sometimes that changes. Not a lot. But then they'll start writing the opinions and the fours and the against. And so that process takes a very long time. But they will actually convene. They'll have some kind of early things in terms of how that will play out. Then it will be written. And then they kind of come back and revisit it before they finally release it, which again will probably be in June.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson joining me live. KSL News Time 419 Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
Southbounders on I-15, traffic is getting slow and bogged down. This is going to be between 4500 and 90th South. Also seeing traffic filling in and slowing down on the 201. This is westbound going from about 9th West, pretty much over to Bangor Highway. And then both sides of the 201 busy at 7200 West. Looking good on I-80, both out towards Tooele and through Parley's Canyon. Michelle?
Well, traffic is building on Bangor Highway, both directions approaching the 201 freeway. Drivers on I-15 in Utah County enjoying good speeds right now, seeing a little bit of slowing on Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Steve?
And we still have that auto pedestrian accident right now on 13 South at West Temple in Salt Lake. Southbound Foothill Drive getting busy with it. Got slowdowns now from Wakara Way out to 21st South. All clear, though, on northbound 15, full speeds. From downtown into Davis County, then you have some slowdowns there by the Layton Hills Mall up to Antelope Drive. Make the most of holiday shopping with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. Earn triple points for every dollar you spend using your Cypress Rewards card now through December. Visit cypresscu.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank joins us with the 7-day forecast. Are we still on track to scour out the air early next week?
We are hopeful that we are on track to scour out the air. No, it does look like we get a storm in here on Tuesday, and that will bring some south winds on Monday to help things. But in the meantime, sunny skies, hazy in the valleys, unhealthy air quality for sensitive groups right now, between moderate and unhealthy for sensitive groups. That's going to stay that way all the way through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So temperatures stay in the low to mid-50s for highs, lows in the 30s. We're kind of on cruise control through the weekend. We bring in clouds Sunday, a little wind Monday, get rid of the stuff, the gunk, and bring in a storm on Tuesday. And then it looks like a stormy pattern kind of sets in after that Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It kind of takes us through the middle to end of next week, which would be awesome. We desperately need some moisture,
right?
So that's what's on the horizon.
Well, nice that you're keeping the nice temperatures through the weekend for me, too. Well,
and usually with an inversion, we get really cold in the valley. So to be in the mid-50s with an inversion is kind of odd. So, yeah, I can say you're welcome.
Actually take a bike ride. All right.
It is kind of nice.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
You bet.
And right now, 54 degrees downtown.
With the seasons changing, so are your home medical needs. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And we would love for you to make us your one-stop shop for anything home medical. We carry only the highest quality products, from lift chairs to home safety products to CPAP supplies. Speaking of CPAP supplies, we'd like to introduce you to the all-new ResMed AirSense 11 CPAP machine. The new AirSense 11 flaunts a slimmer design than previous models and boasts an easy-to-use touchscreen, giving you a simpler CPAP experience. Stop by any of our 10 locations throughout Utah and southern Idaho, rated best in state since 2009, you're guaranteed to have the best experience possible with us. If you can't make it in, make sure to shop our wide selection of online products at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
I've dropped 117 pounds in 27 weeks on soda. And it's true, Alex. It really happens. I know we talk about this all the time. People are like, do you really lose the weight?
Yes. You look it.
We have lost this weight. It is not a fad diet. It's not a crash diet. It's based on science. If you follow the diet, it works. Guys lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat weight a week. Women drop 2 to 3 pounds in a week. You will feel amazing. Your life will change. You got to check out Soda Weight Loss.
I'm down 96 pounds in those 27 weeks. And yeah, Scott, you and I have been able to be on this journey together. But at the same time, we're on this journey with Soda. So what happens is if you call up Soda, you go to visit their website, go to Soda Weight Loss. It's spelled S-O-T-A. Stands for state of the art. And that's what you get. You get the coaches. You get the support. You get the nutritionists who walk you through how it's going to be best for you. Scott and I have very similar plans, but we're on different goals. And that's what they're going to do. Make sure they know exactly what you need to do to be able to get to that desired weight. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com and find out more.
Shopko Optical reminds you to use your vision benefits and FSA funds before they expire to get an eye exam and new eyewear. Schedule your exam at Shopko.com.
We are watching Utah's money. Facebook has reversed its long-standing policy to ban cryptocurrency ads. Move comes after the company failed to launch its own cryptocurrency intended to send money across the world using its platform. KSL Drives, British car luxury maker Aston Martin has confirmed a V12 Power Vantage is coming in 2022. Automotive Group Stellantis warns the pressure on automakers to accelerate shift to electric vehicles might threaten jobs and vehicle quality. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed down 461 points to close at 34,022. S&P fell 53, the NASDAQ down by 283.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.